On the tzitzis, so I was in my attempts to see everything. There's a sefer by called Das Nota that I'll quote a couple times. It's someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky lots of shilas, and this one is only on tzitzis, and it's 740 questions that he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky about tzitzis. So one of the questions he asked him was, if you're just making a bracha, if you're just wearing a talis katan, you don't wear a talis gadol. If you wear a talis gadol, so then we don't make a bracha on the talis katan. We make a bracha on the talis gadol that covers the talis katan. But you, who don't wear a talis, the majority of you who don't wear a talis gadol, so if you're just wearing a talis katan, so he says that you make the bracha after you put them on, because he says since there's no atifa, so then there's no overlasiyasan, and he says it really applies, you put it on, and then you make the bracha, and you kiss the tzitzis. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky said. Not sure if others disagree. I didn't see him discuss it, so I don't know. Okay, we're going to try and go in a logical order, but we'll see how it goes. So first of all, we know that the mitzvah of tzitzis is that if you wear a four-cornered garment, then you need to put strings on them. So then obviously the question is, why do we wear tzitzis? Because we're volunteering to wear this baguette. We're not putting, strings on our four-cornered garments. We're volunteering to wear it. So it's minhag Yisrael to wear tzitzis. And a lot of it comes based off of a Gemara, in Menachos, Andaf, Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, which says the story that Be'idna Derischa, it says that when basically Rabba was arguing with an angel, Rav Kana was wearing sadin, okay? So Rav Kana was wearing sadin, and the Chachamim said that you don't put tzitzis on sadin. Variety of reasons why you don't put tzitzis on sadin, whatever. The angel said that you're wearing sadin in the summer, and you're never going to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis then. So Rav Katina said, well, what's wrong with me not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis if it's putter from tzitzis anyway? What's wrong with that? So the Malach responded that when Hashem is angry about other things, so then he punishes you for these things also. The language that the Gemara uses is be'inna deriska. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset about other things, so then he punishes you for these things also. So Tosos there says, is it machsirin? It's machokas at Tosos. Does that mean only if you try and get out of the mitzvah? Or anytime you have the opportunity to put yourself in a situation of doing a mitzvah, and you choose not to, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you. So this would be an example of that, where we have this opportunity to wear tzitzis, and we choose not to, so be'idna deriska, that's when we'll get punished for it. Are we violating aveir if we don't wear tzitzis? No, you're not violating aveir if you don't wear tzitzis. But you get a mitzvah every time you wear tzitzis. So therefore, if you put yourself in a situation where you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, then be'idna deriska, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset about other things, so then he gets upset about this also. Rav Moshe, in Or Chaim Chelak Dalet, Simon Dalet says that since it's a minhag kol Yisrael lilbosh beged achayi betzitzis, then asur l'shum adam labor al kach. It's no worse than a minhag, and you're not able to get out. If a minhag Yisrael for something, so then you're not able to go against it. Or Moshe Feinstein. So therefore, he says that, and there's a lot of other poskim that quote this similar thing that. Once it becomes a minhag to do it, so then that's why we all do it. So even though some will say, oh, but you're not chayiv and wearing tzitzis, yeah, okay, it's not a chayiv, but it becomes a chayiv once all of Klal Yisrael does it, so that's why we try our best to do it. I did see another interesting comment from Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin writes in his Sefer Edus LeYisrael that the reason the minhag is to wear a talis katan, that has tzitzis always, from the morning, from the second wake up until we go to sleep, is because they used to wear tefillin all day. But we don't wear tefillin all day because it's hard for us to make sure that we keep our minds clean, our bodies clean, etc. So since we don't wear tefillin all day, instead we wear tzitzis all day as the oath, that symbol, that sign, in place of the fact that we used to wear tefillin every day. Okay, so that's all why we wear tzitzis. Okay, what should the tzitzis that you're wearing be? So should you wear cotton tzitzis, should you wear wool tzitzis, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches Sif Aleph says, that's not the right one. Tess, Simon Tess, Sif Aleph says, Ein chai betzitzis min haTorah, ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. Midoraisa, a beged is only chai betzitzis if it's wool or linen. Av a big day sharminin, ein chai betzitzis ela midorbanan. All other materials are only gimme chai midorbanan. V'yesh omrim dekutza, Rama adds, v'yesh omrim dekulu chayav midoraisa v'alfi hilchasa. The Ramayas, there are some who say that all types of materials are going to be chayav, midoraisa, and that is what the halacha is. So the machlokas between the machaber and the ramah, whether only wool and linen are doraisa, but all other ones are derabanan, or all materials are doraisa. So it would seem if you're a smarty and you wear other materials, so you're only yotzei on the derabanan level, so probably better to wear wool, which would be doraisa. But if you're Ashkenaz, you follow the ramah, so it would sound like all materials are going to be chayav midoraisa. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Tanhei says the Yari Shemaim Yachmir al Atzmo Lachash Ledeya Harishona V'yase Tala Shel Tzemer Kadesh Yischai V'tzitzis Min HaTorah L'chulei Alma. So really, a Yari Shemaim, which who doesn't want to be a Yari Shemaim? So a Yari Shemaim should be Machmir on himself to be concerned for the opinion of the Mechaber and wear wool tzitzis in order to, that you are sure that you're wearing a beged d'oraisa, according to everyone. Why don't you wear linen tzitzis? Because our strings are wool, and we can't wear wool and linen. That's shatnez. They were able to because they had treles, so then it was asedo chalosa. Say we don't have that. Maybe we do. Not tonight's topic. Okay, so that is the Mishnah Berurah says the Yari Shamayim should wear wool tzitzis. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Beis Siman Aleph and Chelek Gimel, Siman Aleph says that a Baal Nefesh should wear wool even in the summer. And he says, I did that. And so he says you should make sure to wear wool. You see pictures of him sitting in the country while he's learning, wearing his wool tzitzis. And he adds, he says, we had this concept of be'inna derischa, that when Hashem is upset about other things, so then he punishes us for this also. So he says, when you don't fulfill the mitzvah in an ideal manner, you get punished for that also. So he says, therefore, you should make sure to wear a wool beged so that you are yotzei according to everyone. So that is the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe Feinstein. On the other hand, it's brought in the Sefer Maisa Rav that the Vilna Gaon wore cotton tzitzis. That's what it says. The Vilna Gaon wore cotton tzitzis. And everyone, why would the Vilna Gaon wear cotton tzitzis? So the Vilna Gaon didn't tell us why he wore cotton tzitzis. So there's different explanations given as to why the Vilna Gaon wore cotton tzitzis. Rav Salant, who's quoted in the Maisa Rav, explained it's because he wore a talis gadol of wool all day. So since he was wearing his talis gadol of wool all day, he was already being yotzei d'oraisa, so he wanted to be yotzei mitzvah d'rabanan also. It's a little sasser, whatever the source is for mitzvah d'rabanan, he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah d'rabanan also. So therefore he wore wool and cotton. So if that's the reason, then obviously that doesn't help us, because we don't wear wool tzitzis all day. Rav Naftali Hertz said it was because he was concerned for shatnez problems. Because Rabbeinu Yonah has a shita that it's a problem to wear wool on linen. And they used to wear linen shirts. And so if he would wear his wool tzitzis over his linen shirt, it would be a problem of shatnez. So the ha'ara made by someone, I don't remember who, why didn't he just wear a different shirt? And then he could wear wool tzitzis, but I guess that was all their shirts were made of linen maybe. And therefore, that was why he wore cotton tzitzis, to avoid shatnez problems. So those first two reasons don't really apply to us. In the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, which is everything that this person who followed around the Stipler and the Chazon Ish and the Chaim Kanievsky, and he wrote down everything that he saw them do. So in Orchos Rabbeinu, volume 3, page 187, it says that the Chazon Ish said that the Gra wore cotton in order to be mefarsing the halacha, that the Ramah paskins, that cotton is also chayiv d'oraisa. He wanted to tell everyone what the halacha was, and that's why he would wear cotton tzitzis. In this Sefer Das Nota, he explained that it's not that you're being mefarsim the halacha for everyone else, because no one could see if you're wearing it under your clothing, but it's to be mefarsim the halacha to you, to remind yourself what the halacha is, that according to the Ramah, cotton is even chayiv on a d'oraisa level. So according to that third reason, so then it would apply to us potentially, and even if we wanted to follow the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon, so then we would wear cotton tzitzis as well. And this is what the Chazon Ish did. The Chazon Ish wore cotton tzitzis, and when they asked Chaim Kanievsky, why did the Chazon Ish wear cotton tzitzis? He said, because that's what the Vilna Gaon did. He didn't say any of the reasons, he just said because that's what the Vilna Gaon did. Chaim Kanievsky also didn't wear wool, he also wore cotton tzitzis, but he did add that if you wear wool tzitzis, and you want to switch to cotton tzitzis because you want to be like Chazon Ish or Chaim Kanievsky, you would have to do a Taras Nedarim on that, because wearing wool, according to what you were doing, that's Chayav D'Oraisa according to everyone, and therefore it's a Hanhaga Tova that you need to do Hataras and Daraman. Rav Shechter as well says that Rav Soloveitchik used to wear cotton tzitzis also because that's what the Vilna Gaon did. He didn't give, when I asked Rav Shechter why, he said he wasn't sure. He just said that's what the Vilna Gaon did, and Rav Soloveitchik was mocking on a lot of the Hanhagas. I don't know what Rav Shechter wears. You could ask Yehuda, maybe he knows. But that was what Rav Shechter had said from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Sternbach suggests a different reason to wear wool, specifically, besides for the De'oraisa, besides from Machlokes Mechab and Ramah, is the following. The Trumas Adeshen and the Ugger both write that wool strings, a discussion in the Gemara, can you wear one type of beged with a different type of string, different materials? And they both write that wool strings only work on a non-wool beged if you're wearing tcheles. But if you don't have tcheles, then it needs to be the same material. And the Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan Vav brings this from the Bach. He brings others who are Mekil. But in order to be Choshish for this Trumas Adeshen and the Agur, that's why Sternbach says another reason to wear wool tzitzit. So again, in the wool versus cotton debate, we have the Mishnah Brura and Rav Moshe saying for sure wool. Cotton, we have the Vilna Gaon, the Chazanish and the Stipler, and Chaim Kanievsky. But it's unclear if the Vilna Gaon really works for us, because if you go with some of the explanation, it doesn't really apply to us. Soloveitchik as well wearing cotton tzitzis, and then Rav Sternbach with an extra reason why to wear wool. That's all wool and cotton. That does not get into the discussion of synthetic materials, which I assume dry fit is synthetic and everything like that. So synthetic materials get into a different issue, whether a synthetic material is chayiv or not. Or Moshe Feinstein thought that synthetic materials are not going to be chayiv and tzitzis. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said that it's only a problem if it's made as a sheet, but if it's made that it's the materials are woven together, then it's going to be okay. Shlomo Zalman also held that way, so you have to know how these things are actually made. He has a whole piece about it in here, so you could look at it afterwards. But mesh tzitzis is going to be a bigger problem. It's synthetic, but it also depends on how big the holes are. If they're bigger holes than closed parts, so then that's a problem also. So again, try for wool, cotton, try to avoid synthetic materials if possible. And for sure, mesh is the worst, but it's better than not wearing tzitzis, I guess. Okay, that's all in terms of the materials. What about wearing your tzitzis out? Do we have to wear our tzitzis out? So the Mishnah Brura has very harsh words when it comes to people who don't wear their tzitzis out. So the Mishnah Brura in Simon Ches, Sif, Katan Chaf Hey. So he says as follows. Chavav. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ikar mitzvah talis katan alav shal abagadav. You're supposed to wear the beged on your clothes. Kedesh tamid yirel v'yizkar a mitzvah, so you'll always see it and remember the mitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah says, because it says, Urisem oso uzchartem. V'osan ha'anashim ha'masimen ha'tzitzit v'chasayim shalahem, those that tuck their tzitzis in. Not only are they ignoring Ur-Isem Oso, they are degrading the mitzvahs of Hashem. Wow. And in the future, they're going to be judged for such a thing. They say, well, look, we're walking around non-Jews. So then they'd be able to wrap it up in the corner. That's a different story. He says that if they'd be able to do, like, basically make a pocket here and tuck the strings into there and wear it like that.
I have it sticking out.
But very little, so you wouldn't really see it, so it's not, but it's still out a little bit that you'd be able to see it, basically. But he then continues and gives a crazy mashal. Someone gave you a gift, and it had the symbol of a king on it. You'd always be wearing it around. Look at me, the king gave this to me. Wow, okay. So the Mishnah Berurah is pretty intense about the requirement to wear your tzitzis out. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no maligan, no one's making fun of you about it, which is what the heter would appear to be. So then, for sure, in Eretz Yisrael, it would seem like you should wear your tzitzis out. Das Noter, Chaim Kanievsky says wearing your tzitzis out in Eretz Yisrael is much more pasha. The reason that those who don't wear their tzitzis out You would have to say it's based either if they're outside of Eretz Yisrael and they're worried about people, you know, making fun of them and et cetera, anti-Semitism, or al pi Kabbalah. I said at the beginning that I have a lot to do, so I'll take them after. Or al pi Kabbalah, people talk in their tzitzis al pi Kabbalah, it's Torah Sanister, which we don't really understand. That's why it's called Torah Sanister. So if you look at many Gedolim, they seem to have worn their, there are Gedolim who have big Rabbanim who have tucked their tzitzis in, or you can't really tell because they wear frocks, long coats, so you can't see whether their tzitzis are out or not. But I called Rav Yishai David, Rosh Yeshiva of Shraga, before, I try and call him. So I asked him about this. I said, you know, Rebbe's Rebbeim, why Rosh Salvichik didn't wear tzitzis out? Why didn't he wear tzitzis out? Was it because of America? He said he thinks maybe it was because of Torah Sanister, but he wasn't so sure. But then he was thinking back to his Rebbeim, and he said Nissen Alper didn't wear tzitzis out. Rav David Feinstein didn't wear tzitzis out. They all wore them around the belt. But he thought that maybe that was because they were in America. It's unclear whether it's because they were in America. And then as I sent to the that Nefesh HaRav quotes from... that Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Lichtenstein, it doesn't say it was Rav Lichtenstein, but it was Rav Lichtenstein, wore his tzitzis around his belt, and his mother-in-law was saying how he looked silly, and Rav Soloveitchik said that's how my grandfather also did, Rav Chaim, unclear whether Rav Chaim wore them around his belt or he wore them out, but he was, every picture Rav Chaim's wearing a long coat, so you can't tell. But the reason that people wouldn't wear their tzitzis out would seem to be either because it's in, you know, anti-Semitism, or because of Torah Sinister, if you're nota more towards... Torah Sanister. Rav Chaim Kanevsky writes in Das Nota that if your father tells you to tuck your tzitzis in, you don't have to listen to him, but I'm not giving you that psak. I'm just telling you to be aware of it if that would help you, but you should be smart also. If you tuck your tzitzis in, so there's, Rav Chaim Kanevsky says there's no problem of the tzitzis touching your legs. That's not a problem. He says in here, it shouldn't be tucked into your underwear. I don't know why he needs to add that. I thought that was a pashut. I'm not sure who would do that. But that was, because at first I saw that and I was like, wait, Rav Chaim Kanevsky said, it's okay for it to touch your legs. And then I was like, wait, it says tuck it into your underwear. That's degrading to the tzitzis, obviously. Rav Chaim Kanevsky thinks it's a problem to wear the beged directly on your body because he says that makes it into a beged zeya, a piece of clothing that's meant specifically for sweat. And that's not chayv and tzitzis. This is a chiddush. Based off of the Rush in Moed Katan, Gimel Mem Gimel, that if it's meant to soak up sweat, then it's not a beged. But it could be that's only a problem if it's meant to soak up sweat. That's what this shirt is meant for. But if it's undershirt tzitzis, let's say, that's made for tzitzis, it's not really an undershirt. It's, why do I have my kids wear that? Because it's easier for them to wear that than to get anything else. So if that's what it's for, if it's really meant to soak up the sweat, so then you might have this issue. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Elicho Shlomo says you can wear it on your body. It's not considered a bizui mitzvah because that's the way you wear your clothing. So it's not going to be an issue. There might be other issues with wearing undershirt tzitzis because you just have to make sure that they're open completely on the side. When I was in Frisch, I remember it was before the undershirt tzitzis days, somehow this guy got this like weird beged that it was like a polo shirt type thing. But it was, it was snapped, and that's a problem when it's snapped completely, because then it's not open on both sides. It's supposed to be open, rove open on the sides, in order to be chayav. Okay, so that's in terms of wearing your tzitzis out and wearing the beged on your body. Really, it should be okay. And tucking your tzitzis, wearing them out. Okay. What about wearing tzitzis to play sports or if it's hot outside? Is there a reason to wear tzitzis then? Because you're going to be sweating, and therefore maybe it's a bizayon to tzitzis. So it's hard to say that it's a bizayon to tzitzis, because the whole point is that it's a beged, and begadim get sweaty. The whole point is it's your beged. This is your clothing. So it's degrading to my clothing for it to get sweaty? My shirt gets sweaty if I'm wearing it, even if I want to be choshesh from Chaim Kanievsky. That's only if it's meant for sweat. But a t-shirt that I wear when I play ball, so that's my clothing. So you can't say that it's bizayon to the tzitzis to say when it gets sweaty. I didn't see anyone that say that that's a reason not to wear tzitzis when you play ball. He's pretty intense in this about why you should make sure that you wear tzitzis when you play basketball. But I'll read it in a moment. What are reasons not to wear tzitzis when you play ball? So, I had this in my notes, and then I reached out to my friend, Rafi Stoll, from Boca, So he said that Rav Stav, who was his Rebbe in KBY, told him that if it's not a matzav that people wear tzitzis, then you don't have to wear tzitzis. So what was he saying? He was quoting Rav Yashiv that he was sitting at the beach and he was learning not wearing tzitzis. And so he asked him why, and he said, because it's not, the beach is not, it's a separate beach, and this is not a matzah of wearing tzitzis. So Rafi thought you, or Stoll thought you could apply this to sports as well, but it's unclear whether that's, you know, Rostov didn't say that, or Stoll thought maybe you could apply that to sports as well, that it's not a matzah, but that's a chiddush, obviously. Someone else suggested something about that it's tsar, you're going to be in pain, and you're putter when you're in pain from doing mitzos. It's really only sukkah that mitzar putter mana sukkah, not other mitzos. So it's a bit tough to say that. When it's hot, so there's a sefer Az Nidbaru, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Vav, which brings from the sefer Shilhei Kaita, which says Rav Yashiv said that you need hana'as levisha in order to be chayav in tzitzis. So if you're not getting hana'a from the beged because it's so hot outside, and you're wearing a wool beged, so then it wouldn't be chayav in tzitzis. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said a similar yesod, and he brought a raya from the Chazon Ish not wearing wool tzitzis in the summer. He didn't wear wool tzitzis in the winter either. but he explained that when you don't have hana'as levisha, so then it's not chayav in tzitzis. Once you say that, though, it's unclear. You know, there are some who point out that that's true about cotton tzitzis also. When it's hot out, if it's really hot outside, you're not getting hana'ah from any extra layer that you're wearing. But that was what this they say from Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that you don't. When it's really hot outside, if there's no hana'as levisha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that maybe Rav Sternbach said that the hana'ah that you get from the mitzvah is called hana'ah, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky not agree with that. Most Rishonim disagree with this being an issue, a requirement to get hana'ah anyway. It's only based on a Tosos and Nida, Daf Samachav and Beis, which says that you need hana'as levisha. Most Rishonim disagree. So could we don't paskin like that? And even if we do, so you would say that it could be that mitzvah hana'ah would be called hana'ah. This is another interesting anecdote. The Ribbos Ephraim, or Ephraim Greenblatt, quotes a maisa from Rabbi Yashiv that he allowed boys at a chasana in Bnei Brak where it was really hot to not wear their tzitzis.
They actually take them off.
I don't know. That's just what he quoted this maisa. It's a good question. Probably. If it was a problem, maybe it was at night. But everyone else, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Zilber, Rav Sternbach, they all say you wear tzitzis, even if there's no hana'as levisha. Rav Shlomo Zalman, made this point about a cotton beged, you don't get hana'ah from it anyway. So clearly we don't paskin that hana'ah is an issue. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked about taking off a beged in order to exercise. Can you take up your tzitzis to exercise? And he answered, for a guy it's bittul Torah, and a woman is pasuk from tzitzis. So he's not sure what the Shiloh is. That's the world we live in. When it comes to, I just want to read to you just so you see how intense these words are. There's a common misconception that it is appropriate to remove one's talus katan while playing ball. Many feel that it is not respectful to the tzitzis to wear them, since they will become soiled by perspiration. But in fact, the opposite is true. This practice is important to note that sometimes the way to honor a mitzvah is precisely by doing something that seems to demonstrate a lack of honor. For example, if one's Shabbos hat becomes dirty on Shabbos, it is forbidden to clean it until Shabbos is over. It is not considered a lack of respect for Shabbos to wear a stained hat. On the contrary, one honors the Shabbos precisely by leaving the hat dirty and not violating the laws of Shabbos in order to clean it. Similarly, continuing to wear one's talus katan while playing ball, even though one will sweat, is considered to be a display of respect for the tzitzis. In addition, wearing a garment that has become soiled by perspiration is not considered disrespectful, as wearing a garment soiled by actual dirt. Without question, there are many people who prefer to remove their tzitzis before engaging in sports and the like for a different reason, because they will be more comfortable without the tzitzis. But let us imagine how a person would react if he were offered $100 or $20 to keep his talus katan on while playing ball. Such a person generally would certainly not hesitate to keep the tzitzis on. He would probably even brag to his friends that he earned some money simply by playing a game. Hashem's guarantee of reward for fulfilling his mitzvot is certainly no less valuable. Ho ho! Anyway, so the minhag does not seem to be to wear tzitzis. Just so we're clear, the minhag does not seem to be wear tzitzis when you're playing ball or when you're exercising. I'm making that very clear. If you don't wear tzitzis when you're playing ball, you're not violating aveira. And I don't think be'idna derischa applies either. I spoke to my rebbeim about it. It's not just me. Be'idna derischa doesn't apply either. You're missing out on an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. And so if you have a beged that is specifically meant for you to get sweaty, you know, these are my ball tzitzis, so then might as well wear them. But if it's, you know, are you losing out if you don't wear them? You're not. You're losing out on the potential to fulfill a mitzvah. Okay, but let's say you're going to take them off, like most people. Let's say you're going to take off those. It's easy for me to say because I never play ball or work out or anything.
If you do, if you do, do take
so I have tits. I have tits. I have an undershirt tits that I wear. Yeah. Okay. So that is. Let's say you take off the beged though to play ball. So now you run into a different issue, and that is a big issue that comes up. That I don't have a clear hagdara on, and that is the issue of hefsek. When do you need to make a new bracha on the tzitzis when you put them back on after you've taken them off? So in Simen Ches, Sif Yadala, the Mechaber says, in Pasha Tali, so if you take up your talis, afilu ha'edaito lachzor l'sate bo miyad, even if you were intending to put it back on immediately, tzarech levarech k'sheyachzor v'yisate bo, you have to make a bracha when you put it back on. The Ramah comments, v'yeshom she'em avarchin im ha'edaito lachzor l'sate bo. There are some who say that you don't make a bracha if you were planning on putting it back on v'hachi nogin, and that is the minhag. So the Mechaber says you need to make a bracha no matter what when you put it back on, and the Ramah says only if you were intending to put it back on, then you don't need to make a new bracha. I was told that Sfardim Paskin like the Ramah on this one. The Mishnah Berurah adds, it's only if you put it back on miyad. He says that was the intention of the Ramah in Sivkatan Lamed Zayin. He says it has to be that you put it back on, your intention is to put it back on miyad. So then the question is, what does miyad mean? What does miyad mean? La'alter. When is that? How long do you have to have it off for to require a new bracha? So he doesn't give a shir. What is the shir of miyad? What is the shir of la'alter? So Rav Sternbach in the Sefer Hilchos Hagra'u Minhagav says we don't have a clear hagdara of what miyad is. Where do we find this lashon of la'alter, stomach, those types of languages? He brings a proof from the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Mincha, Reish Lamed Beis Dalid, which says that it's a half hour. The language of Samach, of La'alter, of Miyad means a half hour. So he said, I would have thought that more than a half hour requires a bracha. Less than a half hour does not require a bracha. More than a half hour requires a bracha. But he says that's not the minhag. Why is it not the minhag? Because along comes a Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he says three different things. In Hilchos Tzitzis, he says, Kama Sha'ot, a few hours. What's a few? I don't know. By Tzvillin, he says, Bezo Gimel Shows, 2 or 3 hours. And by Hilchos Sukkah, when he talks about leaving and coming back in, he says, 1 or 2 hours. So it's unclear what the Shir is. But he just extended it tremendously. And everyone quotes this Shulchan Aruch Rav. And we need to be choshesh for it. And you can't just make a bracha if you're not chayiv in a bracha. It could be you're making a bracha levatala. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo quotes these Shulchan Aruch Ravs, and then he says, more than 3 hours, you could make a bracha, but maybe not. Maybe, he says, Hakol Lefi HaInyan. It all depends on, did you have Hesach Hadas or not? So that's just as David again. You go to the beach, you take off your tzitzis because you're at the beach. You go in the water for 4 hours, you're in the water. But your tzitzis are there the whole time, and you know you're putting your tzitzis back on the whole time. So is that a call to Hesach Hadas? And he's like, I don't know. Is that called Hesach Hadas? It could be even a half hour would be a Hesach Hadas if I'm not planning on putting the tzitzis back on. I don't think about my tzitzis. I go somewhere and I'm not thinking about the tzitzis at all. Like, I leave the tzitzis in my room, let's say. And then I go somewhere far away. And I come back, I'm putting on the tzitzis. Well, I knew I was going to put that back on, but they're so far away. I didn't think about them. It's not a clear Agdara of what Hesach Hadas is, which makes this very difficult. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the same thing. It doesn't depend on time. It depends on, are you planning on putting it back on? Did you always thinking about the fact that you were going to put it back on? So in order to avoid this suffix, the Ber Halacha comes up with this Eitzah. The Ber Halacha says, when you put on your tzitzis in the morning, if you know that you're going to be taking them off for a short time, then have in mind that that short time shouldn't be a hefsek. And if you know that you're going to take them off for a long time, then have in mind that your bracha should end before you take your tzitzis off. That's hard to do, because who knows what the day is going to bring. But that was the etza that the Be'er Halacha gave. What most poskim say is, try and avoid a hefsek as much as you can, between a half hour and 3 hours. So let's say you're going to play ball. So bring your tzitzis to the court, if you're going to take off your tzitzis when you're playing ball. So bring your tzitzis to the court, and in between each game that you're playing, or each quarter, or each half, whatever, just put them on for a second. That's all you have to do to avoid the hefsek. We could have like tzitzis timeout, and you put your tzitzis back on, you take them back off, just to be able to avoid this suffix of how long it
wear,
is.
If you wear the tzitzis, there's no suffix either.
Exactly, yes. There, if you change your beged, if you change the beged, you also require a new bracha. Everyone says this except the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, when he would change his beged for Erev Shabbos, when he would put on his Shabbos tzitzis, he would not make a bracha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wasn't sure why. He just said that's what the Chazon Ish did. Some suggest it's because maybe he never made a bracha on a talis katan. This is a minhag of briskers. They never make a bracha on talis katan because they think the shear isn't big enough. Because Rav Chaim Belozhiner said that in order for the talis katan to be chayiv in tzitzis, really, it needs to go down to your knees. So therefore, they never make a bracha on talis katans. Some say that's because they wore kapatas, and so that's why it will go down to their knees, but whatever. That's what he said. And so the briskers don't make the brachas on talis katan ever, so maybe that's what it was. But either way, everyone besides the Chazon Ish say that if you switch a beged, you need to make a new bracha, which is important to remember because that comes up sometimes in Erev Shabbos, or if you're changing into your basketball tzitzis, so then you'd make a bracha on your basketball tzitzis, and then depending on how long your first tzitzis were off, you would make a bracha when you put them back on. It's complicated. Okay, one more thing that comes up with this hefsek issue is putting your tzitzis back on at night. If you took off your tzitzis for an extended period of time, and now it's nighttime where you're chayiv in a bracha, if you're not chayiv in a bracha, so you put your tzitzis back on, it's fine. But what if you take off your tzitzis for long enough, and now it's nighttime, and you're now, you would be chayiv in a bracha, but we don't make a bracha at night. So what happens? So Rav Moshe, in Chelek Bey, Yoredeya Chelek Bey's, Simon Kuf, Lamed Zion, which has interesting tshuvas in it, such as, can you kiss your sister? Could do that one.
This is all in the same...
Yeah, it's five different tshuvas. One, two, three, four, five. Beis, Yoredeya Beis, Kuf Lamed Zion. Also, if you empty out a can or a bottle, can you reuse it without tovling it? So the last one is, if you take off your talis katan at night, can you put it back on? The Magid Avraham brings the Bach, which sounds like it's Aser. Aval lichora halodami litzvilin, she's Iser laniach b'layla. But there's no Iser to put it on at night. So Rav Moshe thinks there's no Iser to put it on at night. There is no reason to put it on at night. So he concludes, Iser leka, eini roh b'zeh Iser, aval tzorech v'hider b'chazar nami leka. There's no reason not to put it back on, and there's no reason to put it back on. So Rav Moshe says, you want to put it back on? Put it back on. You don't want to put it back on, you don't need to put it back on. Rav Shechter, I asked about this a long time ago, so he goes with the group, with the Shita of Rav Soloveitchik, held that a brichas ha-mitzvah is a brichas ha-matir. When you make a bracha on a mitzvah, that's what's allowing you to do the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah without the bracha. It's a bit chiddish, but if you hold that, so that you can't put on, when you're chayiv in a bracha, you can't put on tzitzis without making the bracha first. The Taz also says, that's why you have issues by slichos in the morning, if it's too early to put on the tzitzis to make the bracha. So he says, you can't put on the talis. If it's your talis, you're going to be chayiv in a bracha. So therefore, you should use someone else's talis, because you can't do a mitzvah without making a bracha. A lot of others disagree and say there's no issue, but that was Rav Shechter's mahalach, that you wouldn't be able to do it. And hefsek usually doesn't happen, but this does. This was the question that I was asked by Gideon just before, and he asked me, he changes from his clothing, from his Shabbos clothing into his weekday clothing, Motzei Shabbos. He wants to know, and he's changing from his Shabbos tzitzis to his weekday tzitzis. So should he do that? So the answer is no, probably. You should probably just keep your Shabbos tzitzis on instead, because if you switch to your weekday tzitzis, you'd now be chayv in a bracha, which you can't make at night, and you'd be getting into this. So according to Moshe, it's fine. It doesn't matter either way. But if you could avoid it, so then you might as well avoid it and keep your weekday tzitzis on instead. That's basically it for the hefsek issue, and we'll call it a night.